It's CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast, streaming live online at cfmtaz.com.au and on the app, which you can download for free from the App Store or Google Play. It's time to check in now with Des Brown, who runs Eagle's Nest Retreat. We love it there, overlooking Mount Roland. He's with us now, and he's concerned that border changes are killing tourism here in Tasmania.
It's been such a tough year for our tourism providers here in Tassie. Des, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a little bit higgledy-piggledy at the moment, isn't it?
I think that's the message. It's a lovely headline to grab attention, but I think the government need to have a vision and a way forward, how they've got to learn to live with COVID and to this stop and start. It's not good. Tasmania and the accommodation industry was in, Tasmanians were supporting their local establishments, and across the state we had an economic bubble going, and then they decided, oh well, we'll open it up, and this is exactly what we thought would happen, is that they'd get a case or two somewhere, then they'd lock it down. They bring in other measures which are really not necessary.
So how challenging has it been from the perspective of someone who owns an accommodation place here in Tassie? You just got things back on track and started to take bookings from interstate, and then at the very last minute had to cancel all of those bookings and go back to the drawing board. That must make it really hard to run a business.
I think it's very frustrating that when we say, because Tasmanians supported Tasmanians so well, this is the point the government probably doesn't understand or even see the picture. We were running at 80% occupancy the moment, even within our Tasmanian bubble. The moment they decide to open the borders, there was also, and the businesses in town, the retail sections, some would have noticed that it was a change of attitude. That then picked up while we had a little bit of it, so then we go back again. So in other words, the Tasmanian people were supporting very well local, and I think there wants to be a lot greater emphasis put on supporting the local establishment instead of worrying about going out and getting something which creates this hesitancy about planning. Mm-hmm. It's not only us that's been put out. The reason I made the comment was because the result of people in Sydney who were coming and their frustration, they're well away from the hot zone, but to have to put in a 14-day, shall we say, quarantine, not worth coming, and they were going to spend weeks here, not only just staying with us, but travelling around the state. So it's a big loss, and it affects people in a lot of other ways as well, for no gain. Mm.
You've been in the biz for a long time now. Do you have a solution which you think would work and apply to other tourism operators in the state?
Well, our daughter Cherie, who's the CEO of Eagle's Nest Retreats, operates out of Brazil. They've been in total lockdown now since March. And the way in which she has to conduct herself in her country and get out even to greet someone at the door is with a mask. You can have social distancing is wonderful, but there's other methods that they have is testing, and the testing you can do on the same day. For instance, I think the government have got to decide whether they want to introduce a testing and stricter way in which you enter our state, which I think is a bit haphazard, or they just put us in a bubble for a while till they work things out. Mm. That would be a great solution, really. If we'd have stayed in the bubble, we'd have been better off.
So you reckon borders open and just keep on testing, up the testing?
Oh, they're up to testing, there's no doubt about that. And we may have to learn to live with it, even with a vaccine. In fact, forget about international travel. I think the governments have got to start being honest with the people.
Mm.
So you don't think this is as transparent as it should be?
Not as transparent. There's no good at trying to say. You always got to have a hope. You always got to be positive about things. But you've also got to earn that trust of the people. And at the moment, it's either way. They do not know where they are going. Yeah.
So I guess if this pattern continues of opening borders, shutting borders, creating hotspots, is this not good for business down the track?
Well, hotspots are always going to occur until they get on top of it. But being the virus such as it is, even a vaccine mightn't be. And you hear them starting to talk that way. Oh, when we can get a vaccine, we get back to normal. You know what? Tasmania couldn't even get back to normal when we had 120 days free. Mm. We should have been enjoying life in Tasmania back to normal. Why not?
Interesting point to raise. Hopefully your Christmas is looking good. Hopefully the locals, and we go back to what you said at the start of the chat, that locals were really embracing when we were locked down and weren't allowed to go anywhere. They were spending money locally, and you obviously benefited from that as well.
Oh, look, we didn't even notice the difference. As I said, we was running at 80%. It's interesting that when the mainlanders came and bought these options to come here, it probably prevented the Tasmanians from coming. Within 24 hours of putting them on the market, they've been resold. Naturally, at a reduced rate, but Tasmanians will come out and they will support their own local industries.
Great to get your point of view, Des, as always, from Eagles Nest Retreat. Cheers for your time this morning, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same to you both, and keep up the good work.